Now we can return to news items. We have a bit of business relating news ranging from two articles about the proposals for wind farms to a new dental surgery and more. A highly contentious proposal for an energy plant in a Norfolk village, which was rejected by councillors, has a fresh chance to get the green light. Deal Farm Biogas appealed to the Planning Inspectorate after South Norfolk councillors turned down permission for its anaerobic digester plant in Bressingham near Diss. And a nine-day public inquiry into the proposals, where an independent inspector will run the rule over the plans, will start at the end of the month. The digester, which uses organic waste and crops to create biomethane that can be used to produce power, has been partly built on land off Kenninghall Road in Bressingham. When the development started in 2018, neighbours argued it was far larger than the plans the council had approved. The company was then forced to submit a fresh application, which was turned down by the council's planning committee in December 2022. At the public inquiry, the planning inspector will hear evidence about the scheme and following that will make a recommendation on whether or not it should be granted permission.
Scores of unexploded Second World War bombs and mines off the Norfolk coast could have to be blown up to pave the way for a huge wind farm. Danish energy firm Ørsted wants to build its £8 billion Hornsea 3 project in the North Sea, some 75 miles from Cromer, but needs to make sure there is no unexploded ordnance, which would endanger the construction workers. The company has applied to the government's Marine Management Organisation for a marine licence. That licence would allow engineers to search below the waves for mines and bombs, which were scattered across the ocean by German and Allied forces during the Second World War. The company has asked for permission to use up to five vessels to look for and deal with any devices over a 60-day period between now and the end of December. Options to deal with any devices found include detonating the bombs and mines, routing cables around them, or relocating them if deemed safe to do so. Where they're blown up, techniques will be put in place to protect mammals in the area of clearance operations, including bubble curtains and acoustic deterrent devices.
One of the biggest batteries in Europe, made by Elon Musk's tech firm Tesla, will be installed in a Norfolk village to store energy produced by the world's largest offshore wind farm. Danish energy company Ørsted has invested in a Tesla battery energy storage system at its Swordston converter station near Norwich for its Hornsea 3 offshore wind farm. When electricity generation exceeds demand in windy and sunny conditions, the battery will store excess energy so it can be discharged later to help balance the grid. This means there will be more power available during peak times when energy is more expensive. The Tesla battery will be operational by the end of 2026, with an energy storage capacity of 600 megawatt hours, equivalent to the daily energy use of 80,000 UK homes. Ørsted's Hornsea 3 wind farm will be the world's single largest offshore wind farm, producing enough renewable green energy to power more than 3.3 million UK homes. Located 120 kilometres off the Norfolk coast in the North Sea, the wind farm will have up to 231 offshore turbines.
Viva Dental Clinics in Queen's Road opened on June the 9th by providing 50 free full dental examinations. The community initiative was designed to help tackle access to dental treatments and educate people on the importance of oral health. Discussing the success of the opening day, Zoe Reed said, "We had so many happy patients who had a free checkup with us, so I think it's something we may do more of, especially with children. Going forward, we look to hold more events for the community and educate the public on good oral health. We want to change the public perception of private dentistry and combine high-end private dentistry with being involved in the community. We didn't want the space to be too clinical, but more warm and friendly."
A marina and boatyard in the Norfolk Broads could undergo a major revamp costing £750,000 if plans are approved. Norfolk Boat Sales, which sells a range of new and used vessels, wants to transform the former Willow Marine site at Brundle Marina. Six sheds will be demolished, the site will be reconfigured, and a new floating pontoon will be installed as part of the plans. Matthew Thwaites, who runs the business with his brother Daniel, said, "This will increase the size of our site at Brundle and will update the moorings currently on offer there. It has the potential to create four new jobs as well." Norfolk Boat Sales is a sister company to Barnes Brinkcraft, a hire boat firm based in Wroxham. According to Broads Authority documents, the reconfigured marina will create 19 new moorings.
For our first feature, we depart a bit from our usual fare. The Royal Norfolk Show takes place on Wednesday the 26th and Thursday the 27th. You will know Lorna Jesty, who reads part two today. Here is her chat with Clark Willis, from whom she learnt a bit about the show.